welcome to December 2020, and thanks for joining me for this week's Sun on the Strip podcast. I'm Brock Radke, entertainment writer for the Las Vegas Sun, here every Wednesday to get you caught up on all the news from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip and to share a conversation with an important person from the Vegas entertainment industry. I hope you had a safe and happy holiday week, whether you were or are in Las Vegas or anywhere else. I took last week off, not because of Thanksgiving, but because the show landscape on the Strip changed very quickly after the governor announced our current three-week statewide pause that brought tightened restrictions to showrooms and theaters. And so the podcast I had planned didn't make a lot of sense last week, but I'm back and I've got a great interview to share this week. But first, we should probably take stock of where Vegas shows are right at this moment. So the biggest restriction affecting entertainment is a reduction in capacity. It was maxed out at 250 people before, and now the limit is just 50 people, which obviously doesn't make sense for many shows to continue with an audience that small. But a surprising number of productions and venues are soldiering on. So here's a quick rundown of what shows are happening on the Strip right now. You've got Absinthe at Caesar's Palace, Tape Face and X Country at Harrah's, Extravaganza at Bally's, the LA Comedy Club at the Strat, the Rat Pack is back at the Tuscany, and the Laugh Factory at the Trop. And Murray the Magician Show is also happening at Trop's Laugh Factory after reopening for the first time since March on November 27th. That's basically it. Everyone is hoping this pause will be just 3 weeks so shows can resume before Christmas, but there's no way to tell at this moment because COVID rates in Clark County and across Nevada continue to rise. December 17th appears to be the planned return date for several MGM resort shows, including the recently announced Terry Fader comeback at New York, New York, in the former Zumanity Theater, which was supposed to open last week. One more note, Rose Rabbit Lie at the Cosmopolitan, which is a restaurant with extensive live entertainment that has been running steady since June, remains open this week but will close temporarily on December 6th and stay closed until New Year's Eve. Jennifer Romas is definitely a friend of the podcast, and it's always great to check in with her. She is, of course, the producer, choreographer, and star of Sexy, the popular five-year-old female revue running at the Westgate Cabaret. I've been keeping in contact with Jennifer pretty frequently over the course of this pandemic year because she's been doing so much. Sexy has been closed since March, but Jennifer and her cast have performed and participated in various live stream and fundraising events over the recent months, and she found a way to present Sexy on a different stage over the summer at the Dreamland Drive-In facility in the southwest part of town. And she's been working on yet another version of the show that will happen this week in a very different venue, Larry Flint's Hustler Club, one of the best-known gentlemen's clubs in the Valley. The Supper Club-style Sexy After Dark shows are set for December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. The tickets start at $40. You can get more info by calling 702-795-3131 or visiting VegasHustlerClub.com. We're going to find out what she has in store for the club in this interview, as well as another project she's really leaned on to get through these tough times for the Vegas entertainment community. So sit back, relax, and enjoy my conversation with Jennifer Romas. So once again, you are creating a different version of your show, Sexy, and we're going to talk all about that. But I was thinking about how you've already done this once this year, at least once, with the drive-in shows in July. You've definitely been one of the most active people in the entertainment scene as far as coming up with new ideas and really taking some risks to get shows back on stage and get people back to work. So you should be commended for that.
Oh, thank you. I have an incredible team, to be honest, and everyone seems to just always jump on board, and that's amazing. And I know we all want to perform. We all miss doing what we love to do. So it's the energy when we all come together is really awesome because everyone's just gung-ho trying to get back to our normal lives, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, it must be good to have good people to help you kind of find that reserve energy, because I don't know where you get it from. But then I remembered how you first launched Sexy at the Westgate, I guess more than 5 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And even from the start, you created something from scratch in a really short period of time. So maybe this is like second nature to you.
And maybe it's how I'm supposed to proceed forward with things. Cause it never seems like I have enough time. We get the go button. It's like, we're opening next week. And it's like, oh, can we have 6 weeks to put this together? Same thing. We would have been celebrating our five year this year at Westgate. And we're still celebrating, but you know, we didn't get to do the big hurrah kind of thing that we were supposed to do. I believe we were going to do that in May or June. But we'll do that when we come back. Rocking this thing out pretty quick. We got the go ahead and, we're going ahead, kind of full blown.
So let's talk about what you're doing this week. Sexy Supper Club shows, the Hustler Club.
Yes.
Which is pretty different venue for you. What can we expect from these shows?
Well, honestly, I mean, people can expect, people who know us, you know what kind of content we put out, and it's always, you know, sexy, sassy, and classy. And, we're going to obviously push the limits a little bit and pull some different things in. We've got Ann Martinez, who will be headlining with us this time around, which is amazing. She's got a huge following. She's an absolute powerhouse. And I think a different vibe and energy will kind of take the show on a different journey, which is great. And new to those people who do know our show that are going to come out and support, which is great. I obviously having to do some massive adapting to the space. It's not set up anything like our showroom. It's more or less, and I say interactive, not because we're actually interacting with the audience, but we've got a couple different places that are set throughout the venue where we will be, positioned for a few of the different numbers to kind of make it that vibe. Following all of the guidelines for safety and things like that moving forward. My entire cast is getting tested, the entire team, tech and everything, as well as the Hustler team and things like that. They've redone the inside of the club to also go with all of the guidelines, new furniture. They've got like a body scanner when you're coming in and things. So they're being very cautious moving forward. But yeah, Sexy After Dark, where dinner meets play, and have fun with it. And again, it's a new kind of concept for them as well as us. So, you know, working out the kinks, I'm sure with any new thing opening, we're going to have to kind of do, but we're excited. I think it's going to be fun. I think I'm hoping people are going to want to come who know us, and maybe people who don't know us, it's different. Yes, it is in a very different venue, but I feel like people want to get out, whether it's date night or some bachelor parties and things like this. This allows kind of that nightlife atmosphere along with food, a show, an 18 or 21 above show. Actually, we're 21 above over at Hustler, but and kind of that energy, which, you know, nightclubs are not open right now. Shows have just opened. There's not a lot of like social things like this that are on that kind of nightclub vibe thing. Yeah. So I think it's going to be really successful, and we're really excited.
Yeah, it's hard to pull off that kind of vibe. There are some nightclub venues that are open now, but they're just lounges. You know, you can't go mingle with the people at the booth across the dance floor. You can't dance on the dance floor.
Right. So exactly.
That's a whole different thing and very laid back. So that kind of like sexy, edgy Vegas nightlife that people know from before doesn't really exist right now. So it sounds like you're kind of filling a void.
Yeah. And again, you know, there's going to be bottle service. There's obviously the dinner menu. Us, we're going to be there, which is awesome and fun. But yeah, just really excited. Again, too, it puts me in a place where I have to push myself, I guess, as a producer, and, how I'm, you know, I say yes sometimes and I'm like, oh God, what did I get myself into? How am I going to make this happen? But I think, I can't be afraid. I have to do it and try something new. And if it's, you know, I have a great feeling about this. And, I think Vegas also is kind of going back to a little bit, old school, where we are going to have more of these lounges type things and more dinner and shows. Rose Rabbit Lie is doing great. Mayfair is doing great. Mm-hmm. So I think this might be, you know, just the tip of the iceberg for what's going to be happening in Vegas moving forward. And I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. What's your anticipation about how different it will feel for you and the girls to perform at this different venue? I mean, it's not just like you're taking the show to a different showroom. This is a completely different kind of place.
It is. I mean, honestly, you know, I think performers in general are very adapting to their surroundings and elements. That's what we do. Whatever story we're putting out there to create for this, I think is going to be fine. Spacing blocking is definitely going to be a challenge. That's for sure, just because we don't have an actual, there's obviously a stage, but we don't have the space and the wings and things like this, but I think it's going to be fun. For the drive-in show, same thing. You know, I tried to build our stage to mimic what we were accustomed to. So we weren't in, you know, 3 weeks of rehearsal, because we didn't have 3 weeks of rehearsal. you know, I think we all find new experiences to be enlightening as well. I think we all learn that we can do new things and we can achieve new things. And it allows all of us to be a little bit more creative. This is also going to allow us to be a little bit more free. I get to play with the show a little bit more right now because I am making some changes. The show obviously is going to be a little bit shorter. And then just pulling in some additional sexy ladies with us who are coming on board just to kind of make it big and grand and fill the space. So I'm really excited. We've got an incredible tech team on board as well too. Doug Lefurovich, who is my backbone. I love him to death. And I don't know if many people know this, but he's been on board pretty much with my team. I think he came on board after the first year. And anytime I do anything, an event, graphics, he does all of my graphics for my show, all of the marketing that anyone sees anywhere. Basically, Doug has put together for me, and he's my consult partner. You know, I'll call him and be like, am I crazy? Can I run this by you? Because my dogs don't listen very well. So what they think, that's the only people I have to talk to here. So I do. Doug has been to many performers and entertainers and shows on the strip. He's been a lifeline, and totally. Myself as well. Yeah. And I just think it's really important that people know that because he is truly amazing. And my Nick and Haley, my PR and social team, have been with me for a few years now. And again, honestly, could not do this without them. I don't know how I opened the show without these people, to be honest. But moving forward, I, you know, there's something about a team, because it just can't be done by yourself. So
I know you are in constant communication with the team over at Westgate.
Yes.
What's the word right now? Any idea on when your show might be able to return to the Westgate Cabaret?
We miss our home. That is the first thing I will say. It is our home, and I love it there and our family there. As we all know, you know, hotels are struggling right now. Entertainment is struggling right now. And, you know, being that there are no conventions and being that things are not completely open for tourism, where we're getting big amounts of people in, it's a little bit of a struggle. We are coming back. I do not have a date yet. I just keep in communication with them, and we're trying to figure out ways to get all the entertainment back. And, as soon as we get that go ahead, we'll definitely let everybody know. But I'm presuming probably not until after the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, December goes into another slow period normally, if anything this year is considered normal.
Right.
But normally, you know, after Thanksgiving, you know, entertainment takes a slowdown anyway until Christmas and the new year. So when we come back, man, we want to go in there with some fire and some momentum and just rock it out.
When your show does resume, you know, do you think that you're going to make some prominent changes to the show or switch things up somehow?
I think so. I think, you know, anytime, well, again, kind of going back for our 5 year celebration, you know, for our big celebrations, usually I like to change things up, add a new number or two in the show, new costumes and things like that. So we didn't have the chance to do that yet. So what we're doing now, and again, the drive-in show, when I put myself into a different environment where I kind of have to create something else, sometimes that is like, wow, that might actually work. So then when I get back to Westgate, I can build on that concept to make some things different. But yeah, I'd love to make some changes, you know, something new for everyone. And, you know, I think our motto when we go back to Westgate is going to be, we're bringing sexy back. You know, maybe Justin Timberlake can come and do a number for us. I don't know. But yeah, so.
It seems like we can make that happen. Why not? What else
right,
does he have
why
to
not,
do?
Right?
You've also, even though you stayed very busy, you also started teaching some virtual dance classes recently. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so during quarantine, I found it, especially those first couple of months, I found it really hard. I think a lot of dancers, to be honest, and not excluding any other artists, but physical performers, I think, found it very difficult to adapt. I can't sit in my office chair and dance or flip around or do those things, whereas other forms of singing, music, and things like that, some of those people might be used to that in terms of how they create. We don't create that way. So finding, one, how to stay in shape, you know, not get depressed. It was difficult for me. I'm not going to lie. It was like a love-hate relationship kind of, I have a studio in my house, but by going into the studio, it almost hurt me. And until I got over that, mm-hmm. To the other side where it could heal me, mm-hmm. to do that. So, I decided to join forces with a new company, called Binge Dance. And they asked me to come on board and, you know, basically we're doing, online instead of the Zoom thing, which was very popular for a while. But again, I like people. I miss the interaction of being with people and stuff. That was hard, but, it's an online program called Binge Dance. And, through quarantine, I worked very difficult to, I made videos, I rented studio space and really cut down choreography, took some choreography from the show, created a bunch of new numbers as well, and broke them down and did videos, tutorial, dance videos, to launch with this company. So that took a lot of time. Actually, it made me want to go into the studio, to create. I thought to myself, with all of this time, I should be creating this or choreographing this or making these things, but it just, maybe because I wasn't inspired, maybe because I didn't, not that I lost hope, but like when you don't have a goal to kind of reach for, it's really hard. It was very difficult for me. So this was a turning point for me a little bit during quarantine because it gave me a reason to want to be in my element. So by inspiring others, it actually inspired me. So, that should be launching. The company is launched, but my stuff should be launching, I think this weekend with everything else going on. So yeah, that, and then of course getting the sexy store up and running during quarantine, our online store. I've become very, much more on top of things in terms of my business and how to keep things afloat and things like that during this time, which was another thing I know, you know, just not my team. They're my team, and everything that everyone went through with all this unemployment and everything like that has been a nightmare for a lot of people. So, being able to do these random kind of shows right now, I wish I could have protected my people better during this time, but mm-hmm. you know, they're all part of my team. So I feel like doing these little shows, I try to include as many people as possible right. So that we can all be together again and do what we love to do. So,
yeah. Well, I think that what you've done over this crazy time, as hard as it is for you and everybody else, what you've done, I think, is really inspiring. And I appreciate all the effort and excitement that you bring to everything that you do. It makes
Thank
a big
you.
Difference, I think.
Thank you.
What else do you want to say to people who are going to be going to the Hustler Cub to see your shows and eagerly awaiting your return to the Westgate?
Honestly, I encourage people to come out. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be different. You know, The doors open at 7:30 and there's dinner 8:30 and we come out about 9:30. You know, just I want people to come out, have a good time, support us, support local businesses, support the club. They've been great. Jason Mahoney, Moni over there has been wonderful to work with, and we have a great communication with them, and it's exciting.
You know, this is a good excuse to stay up late again. We need to stay up late
again. Well, actually, our show is earlier than it usually is at Westgate.
Way earlier. So.
Yeah, we're excited. It's going to be, and again, too, and I have to say, I've got some great, my behind-the-scenes tech team that's come on board. A lot of the gentlemen from the whole WEEC portion of that. David Schulman's coming on as my lighting designer, Christopher Escher, Shane Jackman, Lucas Evans, who I've worked with before at the drive-in show and things. These guys are all jumping on board and going above and beyond. We're really going to turn the gentleman's club into a gentleman and ladies supper club. So we're really excited about it. I think it's going to be great.
That's all I got this week. Thanks for listening to The Sun on the Strip, and special thanks to Jennifer Romas from Sexy. Check out Sexy After Dark at the Hustler Club this week, December 3rd, 4th, and 5th at VegasHustlerClub.com, and you can visit the Sexy merch shop online at SexyStore.com with two X's. You can find past episodes of this show at LasVegasSun.com/podcasts. You can also listen and subscribe at Apple Podcasts. Thanks again for listening. Be here next week.